Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we take the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And today I'm joined by Husker senior captain in black shirt, Muhammad Berry. How you doing, Mo?
I'm doing well, man. Just finished up practice and ready to talk, man.
I appreciate you joining me. So we're gonna run the whole gamut here, but let's start and let's back up a little bit and let's start off with some of the things that you guys have been able to do well, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So you guys are flying to the ball this year. There's a different energy. You've been able to force 7 turnovers so far. You scored a couple of touchdowns on defense. So what's the reason for some of the increase in some of the productivity and the turnovers and that energy and that attitude that we saw the first half versus Colorado and throughout the game against South Alabama, and also the increased turnovers?
I think first is just guys, like I said, understanding their roles and understanding their positions, you know, understanding the scheme and just playing fast. Like, no one's thinking out there. They're just they're playing fast and they're going hard and things of that sort. So that's what you want, you know, and that's what you ask of your players. You know, Coach talked about Coach always talked about us playing fast and us getting to the ball and us forcing turnovers. That's what our defense is about, and it's coming true because people are doing it.
So the first half of the Colorado game, obviously things didn't go well the second half, particularly in that fourth quarter. So talk to me, what was the biggest difference? How was Colorado able to find success in that second half and that fourth quarter versus you guys versus what happened in the first half?
You know, honestly, I can't really put – it's so much factors that play into that. I think the biggest thing is we just have to come in with that mindset. It's on the captains, it's on the leaders, and making sure everyone's ready to go and finish out the game, you know. And that's why I put it on me. I put it on, like, you know, myself and the captains, you know, the leaders. Everything we accomplished this year is because of the team, and everything we don't is because of the leaders. And that's what it takes. So it's no excuse. No matter the factors, we just got to go and finish next time.
So what are some of the things that Coach Rude, Barrett Rude, and Coach Chenander have had to say to the defense since you've had a chance to watch that film, break down that film, and now you've had a couple of practices?
You know, first, you know, Coach Chenander, this way he really did is just, you know, the first half was, you know, phenomenal football, you know, 0 rushing yards, under 100 passing yards, you know, sacks and TFLs left and right. We were able to do what we wanted with them, and it was a dominant performance. And it was dominant performance till 1 minute and some change to go in the third quarter. And that's when things got sloppy. So the thing is, we got to continue. We got to just finish and go all 4 quarters hard. And no matter what the situation is and no matter the circumstance, we just got to go and finish.
Yeah, I think people forget with 1:46 left in the third quarter, it was a shutout. It was that last 16 minutes, 46 seconds, and then overtime where things kind of went the other direction. So what is Scott Frost's message been to the team about moving forward and moving, you know, getting ready for Northern Illinois and then Big Ten play after that? What has his message been to the team since Saturday about going forward?
Yeah, his message is like, you know, we gotta just rebound, man. We gotta get better. We gotta hone in on just the particulars, the little things, you know, get better in our craft. And learn the lessons from this game. You know, you can't let Colorado beat you twice. You know, they beat us. You know, that day they beat us, but we got a rebound. We are doing so much good things on the defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball. Continue to get better that week also. So we got to progress and we got to get better and we got to win this game and play our best football. But that comes with honing in. And just the particular things of the defense or the offense, just work your craft and get better.
Now talk to me about Northern Illinois couple years ago, they came in, they pull off the upset here in Lincoln. So is this a little bit of a revenge game in your guys' minds, or is that kind of in the distant past, you know, different coach, different attitude going forward? How are you guys approaching this Northern Illinois game?
You know, a lot of the guys that played that game in 2017 is not here or no longer, or wasn't starting or wasn't playing. I think I'm like one of the few who was really playing in that game. Me, D-Cap, Lamar. But I would say, like, you know, that game just showed me that anyone in college football could get it. You know, anyone could lose any given Saturday. You got to earn it, no matter what team it is. And that's what we came into this season saying, we're gonna give every team that we play the utmost respect and play them as they are the best team in the nation. So I think the biggest thing is treat NIU like they're the best team in the nation, and they're doing a lot of good things, and we have to respect their scheme and their players and play hard and make sure we combat those issues they present and just play a great game. So to me, it's just making sure you respect this team because they earn it. I mean, they got a great history in NIU of upsetting good teams and being ranked in the top 25 and so on and so forth. But you just got to give them the respect and play them like they deserve to be played.
All right, so the Big Ten Conference play, you know, is after that. You want to take it 1 week at a time, obviously, but just for this next maybe minute or 90 seconds, you look ahead at the Big Ten play. Are there any games, in every game, you want to take it week by week, you never want to look ahead to anybody, but just for like a minute, bear with me, are there any teams or games you get a little bit extra excited about as you look at the Big Ten play, which will start in 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always, like you said, everyone's human, and no one's just saying, even though it's important to have that, you know, game-by-game mentality and who's next, it's always a little added emotion when you play certain teams. So I would say the game, I would say it's almost four games that I'm really, you know, on edge to play. I would say it would be Northwestern, because that game last year, it hurt because that was a game similar to Colorado where we played a great first half, and it kind of wired down. We kind of went down in the second half. And so playing Northwestern is a game that I'm excited about. Ohio State, of course. And, of course, the two big dogs, Wisconsin and Iowa. So those games are just games that, since I've been here, I don't think we have won, and games that we need to win.
Yeah, I remember that Northwestern game last year specifically. That was the game right before you guys seemed to kind of come together as a group, because you really, I mean, not even just the first half, the first three quarters, not even that, like the first three and a half quarters, you guys were clearly the better team. You know, obviously the last half quarter, as you mentioned, didn't go the way you wanted it to go, but I could see how that game would definitely mean a little bit more to you guys, especially having them at home in Lincoln this year. That's going to be huge. So a lot of Husker fans, big fans of Muhammad Berry. They want to hear what you have to say. So do you have a message you just want to relay to Husker Nation and to all the fans out there?
My message is, you know, these fans, I understand the loss was hard this past Saturday. It's a loss that I wish never happened. It's a loss that anyone would give anything to rewrite, you know. But I'm just so happy how the fans showed up there. And honestly, at the end of the day, at the end of that game, what hurt the most is that we let y'all down. Incredible show, and y'all took over Colorado, made it Memorial Stadium, the sea of red, everything. The emotions pregame when I seen all the fans, I was shocked, and I was just so proud to be part of this university. But understand that we tried, and we lost, and we didn't quit on that field. I know for a fact all my teammates, we didn't. It was mental mistakes that we got correct, and we will. And I just want everyone to keep on supporting us, because the best thing right now is y'all support. We do this for y'all. We want to put on a show for y'all. Everything in the morning, everything is about this fan base. And we need y'all support and watch. I promise you, at the end of the year, there's going to be something that y'all are proud of.
That's leadership right there, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody could have said it better. I want to thank you for joining me. And until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember,
throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.